One Sunday morning, a priest was about to begin Mass. He was standing at the presider's chair. He didn't think his microphone was working, so he tapped on the mic and said, "There's something wrong with this mic." And everybody said, "And also with you." Now, in today's gospel, there's a different kind of greeting, not "and also with you," but a greeting. Instead of saying, "The Lord be with you," what does the angel say to Mary? "The Lord is with you." See, that's a statement of fact. See, when we say that greeting at Mass, "The Lord be with you," it's a prayer that may the Lord be with you. But for Our Lady, it was a reality already. It was a fact that the Lord was with Mary. Let's take a look at today's gospel. Today's gospel comes from Luke chapter 1. And it is about when Mary accepted Christ at the moment of the incarnation, when she accepted Christ into her heart and soul, into her body. The reason why the church on the fourth Sunday of Advent always gives us a reading about Our Lady is because Our Lady is the perfect one to form us and to open our hearts to receive Christ at Christmas. See, last couple weeks during Advent, all the readings are about John the Baptist, right? And John the Baptist is telling us, prepare our hearts, prepare the way for the Lord, make room in your hearts for Christ. The fourth Sunday of Advent, which we lit the candle today, I don't want to straighten this out there. The fourth Sunday of Advent, we think of our Blessed Mother, because she is the most perfect person to help prepare our hearts to receive Christ at Christmas. So when we look at this passage today, we see that first the angel Gabriel is sent from God. An angel is a pure spirit created by God who is a messenger. The word angel means messenger. And the angel Gabriel, his name means the strength of God. Whenever you see E-L at the end of a name, like Michael means one who is like God, Raphael means the healing of God, or El Shaddai means God of power, the E-L means God, so Gabriel means the strength of God. That was his name. And God had sent Gabriel on other missions before, 500 years before Christ. He appeared to the prophet Daniel and told Daniel that one day a Messiah would be born. And then another time God sent Gabriel to the temple, to Zechariah, and told Zechariah that even though he and his wife Elizabeth were elderly and barren and advanced in years, they would still be able to conceive a child. Well, Zechariah doubted that this could happen. And because of that, he was temporarily struck deaf and dumb by Gabriel because he did not believe at first. After the birth of John the Baptist, Zechariah was able to speak and hear again. But so Gabriel had been on a couple missions, you know, to Daniel, to Zechariah, and now God sends Gabriel to Our Lady, to a young girl. She was perhaps 14 or 16 years old. Her name was Mary. In Hebrew, Miriam, which means like an ocean of grace, in this little town of Nazareth. And she was officially engaged or betrothed already to Joseph of the house of David. See, the Messiah had to come from the house of David. Because Joseph would be of that house, then Jesus would be of the house of David. Now, when the angel Gabriel comes to Mary's presence, whenever an angel in the Bible comes to someone, usually they fall on their face out of fear. And yet, Mary was greater than Gabriel. Mary's dignity was greater than out of an angel, because Mary was the Immaculate Conception. She was also to be the Mother of God. So when the angel comes to her, he pays her the compliment and says, "Hail," which is a word used for royalty, for a queen. "Hail," and he says, "full of grace." That word in the Greek New Testament is only used once in the entire Bible. As I mentioned on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, the word is kacheritomene, which means "you who have been perfected in grace." See, the verb is in the completed, it's in the past, something that's been done, but it's in the perfect tense. So it means something that's perfected but done in the past. So he says, you who have been perfected in grace. See, that's the Immaculate Conception that refers to Mary's Immaculate Conception. Hail, full of grace. And then he says, the Lord is with you. Now, it says that Mary was disturbed by these words. See, whenever you compliment a holy person, like if you went up to Mother Teresa and said, oh, Mother Teresa, you're a saint, she would be disturbed at those words. And Mary was disturbed and troubled at what this greeting might mean. Notice she wasn't upset because of the presence of this heavenly angelic being, where the shepherds and everyone else just falls to their face because of these angels. Mary, that doesn't bother her because her dignity is far greater than the angels. But she's disturbed at what the greeting might mean. Well, then the angel says to her, you have found favor with God. With God, do not be afraid. And then he says, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. If you're willing, God would like to allow you to be the mother of God, if you're willing. And if so, you will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus. The word Jesus means Savior. God saves. And Gabriel says, he will be the Son of the Most High. He won't just be a great teacher or a great prophet. He will be the Son of God. And he will have the throne of David, his father. In other words, he will be a king, because he'll have a throne. And this kingdom, it says, will have no end. And so Mary, of course, will become the queen of heaven and earth. And then Mary says to the angel, notice she doesn't doubt that it can happen. She just asked how it will happen. Now, Zechariah doubted that it could happen. Mary just asked how it could happen. How can this be, since I have no relations with a man? Well, the fathers of the church say the only way to understand Mary's response is that she had already made a vow of virginity, that she and Joseph had already promised and pledged to live a celibate marriage, a marriage with a virginity. That's the only way to explain this verse, because she says, how can it be since I have no relations with a man? Obviously, Our Lady knew where babies came from, and if she and Joseph had planned on living a normal married life, then they would have had a child, and this would have been, you know, the Messiah. But Our Lady had already consecrated her life to God in virginity. And so now the angel Gabriel explains how she will be a mother, but she will remain a virgin. Amazing. This would fulfill Isaiah chapter 7, that a virgin would be with child and give birth to the Messiah. So the angel Gabriel explains that it'll be a mystical, a spiritual, a supernatural reality where the Holy Spirit would come upon her, the power of the Most High would overshadow her, and the child to be born will be the Son of God. So Joseph would not be the father. That it would be in a spiritual sense, a miracle would take place where the Son of God would become incarnate within her womb by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. And just as in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit hovers over the waters in the book of Genesis to create life, now the Spirit of God in the cloud of God will overshadow Our Lady, and she will conceive this Son in this miraculous way. So she would be both a virgin and a mother. What's interesting is that this is the very first time that the Trinity was ever revealed. See, up to this point, the Jewish people knew that there was one God, but they did not know that God was Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This 16-year-old girl had the Trinity revealed to her because it said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, the Most High will overshadow you, that's the Father, and the child will be the Son of God. And just to prove this can happen, the angel Gabriel says, your elderly barren cousin Elizabeth is already 6 months pregnant. See, that miracle was done to show that this too is possible, for nothing is impossible for God. How does Our Lady respond? Is she willing to give God a human nature? Is she willing to say yes to God's ambassador, the angel Gabriel? So when I was a kid, it was Henry Kissinger was the ambassador, right? Now Gabriel is the ambassador on this peace treaty to reconcile God and the human race. What does Mary say to God's ambassador? Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. I am the servant. I am the slave of God. Be it done unto me just as you say, according to your word. And immediately the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And Mary became the mother of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. So how do we relate this to our life? Well, what we would say is Our Lady is the perfect example and model for how we should respond to God. She perfectly does God's will, which all of us want to do God's will, right, in our life. We want to do the Lord's will. Mary shows us faith. She believes. She doesn't doubt. Mary shows obedience to God, just as we need to be obedient to God. Mary shows humility, purity of heart, and complete trust. See, sometimes it's hard to trust, right? When there's financial problems or job problems or relationship problems or marriage problems or with raising the kids or taking care of the grandkids. Sometimes it's hard to trust. Well, go to Our Lady. She can help us to trust more. So Mary said yes to God. Eve had said no to God. Mary says yes to God. She says yes to life, to that openness to life that she has. So what I would recommend is we have 1 week before Christmas that we need to entrust and consecrate ourselves to our Blessed Mother. We need to be wearing her brown scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel or the Miraculous Medal. We need to be praying the rosary every day to stay close to the Lord and the Blessed Mother. We should consecrate ourselves to Jesus through Mary, join her prayer groups and organizations, because Mary is the infallible way to get to Jesus. Pope John Paul II, his motto was, to Jesus through Mary. And that's really the motto of the whole church on this fourth Sunday of Advent, to Jesus through Mary. So we always want to go to Jesus. But just as Jesus came to us through Mary, we need to go back to Jesus through Mary and with Mary. So Mary, because of her faith, her trust, her obedience, she is the perfect example of how we need to open our hearts to receive Christ at Christmas.